Father, we thank you tonight. Join me in prayer tonight, please, all of us together. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we know from the natural standpoint, we are very aware of our inabilities and inefficiencies. But the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, Father, oh, we thank you so. So we trust the greater one who lives in us. And tonight I boldly declare with faith, I boldly declare the greater one will rise up in me to preach this word and will rise up in the people to hear this word, to preach it accurately and to hear it accurately. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity, the blessed opportunity for all of us to gather together around your word and to know more about heaven, to know more about Jesus, to learn and know more about faith and living by faith and walking in faith, which we see from the word pleases you. And we thank you for it. And I also boldly declare that as you unveil the Word of God, you will enable me to stand in the office into which I'm called. And I thank you and I praise you. And we are quick to give all the praise and all of the honor for every word that is said and every deed that is done to the wonderful, majestic, honorable name of our Lord and Savior, our healer, our high priest, Jesus Christ. For it's in him that we live and have our being. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do that. I'll do that right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. Thank you. Can I tell the people that what we pray? Yes. Yeah, good. Yeah, okay. The word of the Lord just came to me saying, stop and pray for Prime Minister Trudeau. He has need of your prayers right now. So hold him up to me and call on my name and I'll take care of what needs to be taken care of. Father, we hold Justin Trudeau up before you right now, and whatever is happening in his life, whatever this is, whether it's political or whether it has between you and him, or whatever it is, his family, whatever it is, you know. And you love him. And because you love him, we love him. And we hold up your we hold up the name of Jesus in his behalf. Ministering angels, go. Minister for the prime minister. Whatever this situation is, Satan, together we bind you tonight. Whatever you're standing on, in the name of the Lord Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve, we jerk that platform out from under you. Fall on your face before the name of Jesus, and in his name, leave. And we pray over this nation. We pray for this nation to come together, for this nation to be one under God, to not be in strife against itself. We pray for the United States tonight. We pray concerning the elections. We pray concerning all that's going on there. For these two nations are one. They're one together in you. We've known that all along. And we thank you. Your perfect plan be done throughout all North America. And we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anything else there, sir, that we need to do? Yes, sir, I hold his family up to you. Whatever it is tonight, I hold them up to you. For healing, for peace and comfort that only you, Holy Spirit, can give. Yes, sir. In Jesus' name, amen. If you agree with that, say amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Open your Bibles with me this evening, please, to the book of Galatians. And we will look at the third chapter. And let's read the fifth verse. Excuse me. Galatians 5:3. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, I began this was what the Lord laid on my heart, and for days before I went to Canaan land, Nigeria, and preached there at Faith Tabernacle. And I've been praying over these services equally as long, because they're one of them one week, one of them the next. It seemed like all one big meeting to me. So, and I realized today I didn't get through with this, so I'm gonna go ahead and continue what I was preaching there. Praise God. Amen. And then I found out, you know, I'm like Brother Hagin used to say, I don't ever get through, I just kind of quit every once in a while. Amen. Let's read that verse again, that fifth verse. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Let's look now. And in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter. Romans chapter 10, And this is talking about faith. Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'll do that. Before we read this and before we go any further in this discussion, let's remember and remind ourselves when we talk about faith. In fact, if I just use the word faith, my goodness, particularly, now not so much in this crowd, but if you just go out and start talking about faith, my, you can get all kinds of ideas about, and they may be standing there shaking their head and grinning, but you're on one page and they're on something else entirely. They think you're talking about what denomination you come from. Well, what faith are you? That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, and we're dealing with the spiritual force of faith. It is a power force. It is born out of the Word of God, which is God's faith, with which He created the heavens and the earth. It is born out of your spirit, your born again spirit, in connection with the Word of God. It is a spiritual force. It can be very strong. It can be very weak. It can be somewhere in between. Well, but now, Brother Copeland, you know, I've got such a big problem here, and I, man, yeah, I just don't have faith for that. I don't have that kind of faith. My faith just not big enough for that. I can't do that. Really? Let me ask you something. Where did you get your faith? Who authored your faith? Is Jesus not the author and finisher?
Yes.
Now, the word finisher, the way it's used there, we don't use it that way. Well, we do, but in a different context. It really means developer or perfector. We do use it like if you're building a house, you've got a framing carpenter, and he swings a great big old hammer, you know. Well, and now, you know, they got a gun. But you don't want the framing guy doing finish work on your cabinets. You're going to have a great big half moon circles on the side of your cabinet where you took that big old hammer and drove a little nail about that long, wham, and drove it halfway through the cabinet. You know, No, you want the finish guy. The finisher. The perfectionist. That's the guy you want in the kitchen. Amen. So you've got a fine, beautiful, grand piano, one that's still in wood. Amen. Well, who do you want building that cabinet that multi thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollar piano? You want the finisher. The finish work. Isn't that the word we use? Look at the finish work. Look at the finish work on this piece of furniture. Isn't that fine? You can't get any finer finish man than Jesus. There's not any better at anything. Wouldn't you like to have seen some of his carpenter work? Oh, son, come on. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Now, listen carefully. Jesus said, Mark 11:22, have faith in God. If you've run your references on it, you'll see it also says, have the faith of God. That's God's faith, and you got it from Jesus. Amen. Amen. Don't come tell me anymore that faith isn't big enough. Don't come tell me anymore you don't have enough faith to do whatever it is that's confronting you. Amen. Amen. Don't say that anymore. Don't say that to yourself. Because when you're saying that, that is born out of fear and unbelief. But actually, what you're hearing is faith unfed. It's weak. Abraham not being weak in faith, being strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. Staggered not at the promises of God. So that's the kind of faith we're talking about. Now, it is God's faith. Yeah, thank you, Lord. I'm going to go one more step with this, and then we get back here to what we were reading. And the Apostle Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, which lives and abides forever. Well, what lives and abides forever? The Word of God. The Word of God. Every living thing, everything came from a seed. Jesus said, the whole kingdom of God, to what shall we compare it? It is compared to a man who sows seed into the ground. The whole kingdom. You can lay that truth over anything the Bible says, and it will lead you into the truth of that scripture. Amen. Amen. Everything came from a seed. No such thing as a tree with no seed, except maybe the first one. So which one was first, the chicken or the egg? The chicken, dummy. You got to have a chicken to get an egg. What other deep question would you like to have answered while we're here? Glory to God. Come on. Forgive me for calling you dummy. Meathead. Well, no, I can call you meathead. I don't have to apologize for that. That's scriptural. Oh, yeah. Meathead is scriptural. Yes. Doesn't the scripture talk about being carnal minded? Chili con carne? Carne? Carne in Espanol es meat. Meat cabeza. Carne cabeza. Meathead. Oh, well, I'm just messing with you. Now, you and I were born again, not of corruptible seed, but by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. If you or anyone else doesn't have enough faith, or your faith isn't big enough, then you must have a corruptible seed. Because the faith was in the seed. Amen. We've been made the righteousness of God in Him. The righteousness was in the seed. Your healing was in the seed. To prosper and be in good health is in the seed. And it's already on the inside of you. If you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, if you haven't, don't go another breath without saying, Jesus, take my life and do something with it. Glory to God. And He will.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will. Now, you are a spirit. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. You live in a physical body. You have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your soul is inside your spirit. And both of you live inside that body. You leave, the body dies. Amen. Now, the faith that we're talking about is part of the spirit being. If I were to discuss physical anatomy, we're talking about the physical body, and I'm talking about the heart or the liver, or the lungs, or any part of the human body, and I'm talking about the functions of those organs. Did you realize when you came in here tonight that you didn't have to tell your lungs to breathe? Amen. You don't have to tell your digestive system when to go to work. No, it's already programmed. It's called involuntary response. So you just decide. I mean, just a little bit. You just think about eating something and the juices start flowing.
Yeah.
That's just the way they work.
Yeah.
You have spiritual. I'm using this terminology now to make the analogy. We could discuss the functions of the human body, but now in these classes we're talking about the function of the human spirit. The human spirit has, quote, spiritual organs. There are things that go on inside your spirit being all the time. In fact, your body has to sleep, but your spirit never does. Amen. There's things go on in there all the time. I mean, it is so quick. It's as fast as the speed of light, because the spiritual things are light.
Yes.
You have a reaction in your spirit immediately and not even realize it. Just one kind of thought versus another kind of thought will get an instant reaction in your spirit. You just think a strife, unforgiving thought, you get an immediate reaction. Amen. You can, and on the other hand, you begin to think love thoughts. See, you and I weren't wired up. We weren't created to have fear thoughts. We weren't created to have sin. We weren't created to have thoughts of unforgiveness and so forth. That's foreign to our makeup, the way we were created. That's completely foreign to us. And the how many of you have studied or read from Caroline Leaf? Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, now, the things that she began to declare back in the early days of her practice and ministry that she got from the Word. She got on the Word of Faith back there years ago in South Africa. In fact, her husband, Mac, got saved in one of my meetings I was preaching in Johannesburg years ago. Amen. So they Copelandites, you understand? They have been a long time. Amen. Anyway, she began to see things in the Word of God that didn't match the science of the day. And, of course, then the Lord revealed things. Well, now, science, you know, that's the way science is. It eventually catches up with the Bible.
It does. Yeah.
And so she said, fear thoughts, unforgiving thoughts, actually damage the brain. Yeah. Now listen to me. The brain is not the mind. The brain is the physical organ that the mind uses.
That's right. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. I'm working on something here. Okay. Now you're helping me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you praying with me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Amen. My mother would be in the service while I was preaching, and oh man, I'm telling you, I could see her mouth just going, man, she's just praying in the spirit. And finally one day I said, Mama, what do you pray all the time when I'm preaching? Well, so she said, oh God, don't let him preach something that ain't too. That's Mama. Amen. Well, it worked. You know. Thank God. I'm glad she did. Thank you, Lord. But now, I want you to see this. In fact, let's read this scripture here in Romans 10 before we get into that. Because this is what we're talking about. Romans chapter 10. And look at the 17th verse. Well, I'll tell you what, let's back up verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now that's talking about your spirit. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now that's the way faith works. You believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? They can't. How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? Well, they can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. How shall they preach except they be sent? They can't. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they've not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who's believed our report? So then, faith cometh. Say it. Faith cometh. Say it again. Faith cometh. By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. There is no such thing as faith that doesn't come. There's no such thing as that. The faith, if you're born again, the faith is in there. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So, when your spiritual ears hear. By his stripes ye were healed. Faith for healing starts coming. It's coming. It's coming. And you just keep hearing it. And you just keep listening to it. And you just keep reading these promises. And you keep putting it in your eyes and your ears. And it comes out your mouth. Praise God. Amen. The whole process is in Proverbs chapter 4, 20, 21, 22. The whole process is there. And we will get into that later. But I want to touch it on a little different level tonight. And all the time, faith's coming. All the time, faith's coming. All the time, faith is coming.
Well, I don't feel like faith is coming.
It's not in the area of feeling. Let me give you a natural example of it. God created every living thing to require nourishment. Everything. I don't care what it is, it has to be fed. And it has to be fed food like its own class. Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about. The spirit has to be fed spiritual food. The mind, will, and emotions have to be fed. Somebody said soul food.
Soul food.
Well, yeah, but not like what you think. It ain't black-eyed peas and cornbread, but I wish they hadn't brought that up. Anyway. Intellectual food. The physical body has to be fed natural physical food. Now, what happens when you feed the spirit with spiritual food? Spiritual strength. Huh? What do you call that strength? F-A-I-T-H. What happens when you feed the soul with the Word of God? It produces a strength. It's called willpower. The power of the mind to decide and stand strong. See, that having a stronghold in the mind is a good thing, unless it's a stronghold of the wrong thing. God created you where to have mental stronghold. When you get on the will of God and God's will and your will are one and the same, somebody said, well, he wants my will to just crumble and go away. No, that's what the devil wants. Yes. Is for your will to crumble and go away. He can push anything off on you when that happens. No, you are strong-willed to be only on God's will. Amen. Amen. I am strong-willed when I say, your will be done. I am yours to command. Hallelujah. See, now, by the Word of God, you begin to build strongholds of the proper kind. I have a stronghold of covenant, hallelujah. I've built over these last almost 50 years now of studying covenant and building covenant relationship with God, like Abraham just didn't stagger at the promise of God. And when he knew he was right, he'd get up in God's face and say, you're not going to do that now, are you? Amen. And the Lord said, well, really, no. I just cannot help but wonder what would have happened if Abraham hadn't quit at 10. If he'd have said, would you destroy it? Would you spare it just for Lot's sake? I believe he'd have done it. I do believe he would have done it. At least he did get Lot out of there. But now, you build a stronghold of covenant. Now, what the devil wants you to do is build a stronghold of doubt and unbelief that just rides you and just rides your mind in fear, and you stay worried all the days of your life. Worry is a sin, and it's a killer. Amen. Fear dependent. But when you renew your mind with the Word of God and you realize you have a covenant relationship with God and you're quick to repent, glory to God, quick to forgive. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I said all that because I want to get up to this. As faith comes, you keep feeding it and you keep feeding it and just keep feeding the Word of God. Particularly in a certain area, whether it's finances or healing or something that the Lord has told you to do, pray to God always. Always ask Him to assign you something you can't do. Don't ever run from an assignment from God because you think you can't do it. If it's just something you can do, in the first place, He gets no glory. In the second place, you get no growth. Now listen to me. Amen. I had the Lord one time that could tell me. He said, I want you to send Brother Hagin $50,000. I said, okay. I didn't have $50,000. Personally, at that time, I'd never had $50,000 at one time in my personal life. Now, the ministry had by that time, but Gloria and I hadn't. But I said, yes, sir, I'll do it. And so I just started sending money up there. I'd get to the end of the day, whatever I had in my pocket, I'd put it in a little box there and it got full. I'd take it out to the office. I'd send that to Brother Hagin. Well, I'd been doing this for a while. I don't know. I don't remember exactly how long. It sure wasn't long enough for me to have $50,000 worth of pocket change. You understand? I mean, I don't get, you know, some people would walk up to me in a meeting or something, hand me money. I wouldn't even count it. I just sent it to Brother Hagin. I just sent it to Tulsa, you know? And I just kept doing that and kept doing that. Well, one day I thought, you know, I better check on that and see what's up there now. And so, and I called and talked to Buddy Harrison. I said, Buddy, from this date here to now, how much have I sent up there? And he gave me the number. I don't remember exactly, some 60 some odd thousand dollars. I thought, what? How did that happen? How did that happen? And I'm thinking about this. There is no possible way that happened. But it did, because I asked him, you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. What do you mean, am I sure? Yeah, I'm sure. I said, Lord. And he said, have you never read in my word where I not only minister bread for the eater, seed for the sower, and multiply the seed sown? No, man, I grabbed my Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and sure enough, there it was. And I said, yeah, but now, Lord, you know, you multiply the seed sown. I thought that meant when you put the seed in the ground, it comes up, and then it doesn't come up and just have one seed again. I mean, no, he said all of that was in that seed. Wow. If you've got... you know, that stalk of corn comes up and you've got, what, 8 or 10 ears of corn on that stalk. You've got a good stalk of corn there. That's good, you know. Man, you got a good crop like that, you're going to turn up some some good stuff here. No, that was already in the seed. If the seed had been a little dried up and all of that, you wouldn't have got half that much out of it. But if you're putting your seed in the ground and there's some angel coming along behind and he's putting his seed in the ground, you're going to get three stalks everywhere you put one. That's multiplying the seed sown. And you get over in the spirit with that. And it's happening every day. We're having it. We're seeing it at the church. Bill Winston's had it happen in his church. Creflo's had it happen in his church. Other people that I've known well over the years have had the same thing happen. I know my partners that have had this kind of thing happen. Amen. You get their bank statement at the end of the month and there's 20 some odd thousand dollars in there over what they put in. And this one person called them and asked about it. And they said, no, we didn't make a mistake. That's what was put in there. No, that she said, y'all must know. They said, we didn't make a mistake. That's what came into your account. Okay. That happened in this woman came to Brother Winston and told him about it. She said, Pastor, what'll I do? He said, spend it, girl. What's the matter with you? See, these are supernatural occurrences. And they ought to be happening more often than they are.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. One of my partners got all excited about believing God for paying off of his farm. Had a big farm. And he and his wife agreed on it. He said, call the banker or whomever held that loan and find out what the payoff is, because we want to know what we're believing for. And so she called and they said, we call you back. Well, they didn't call back. So after days, she called them and they said, oh, yeah, okay, well, wait a minute. So there's a fellow came on the phone and she went through that story again. She said, and I hadn't heard from anybody. He said, well, we can't find any record of your loan. She said, does that mean I don't owe you anything? He said, well, I guess it does. She said, you will write me a letter to that effect, will you not? And he did. It's shouting time in the household of faith. Always, always. This is one of the basic fundamental rules of supernatural prosperity. Always stay ready before God for an assignment you can't do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because the moment he asked you to do it, that qualified you. Just because Jesus asked you to do it. That qualified you. I don't care whether you've ever seen the inside of a school or not. That doesn't have anything to do with that. That qualified you. The minute you said, yes, sir, that empowered you to do it. Amen. The Lord has called you into the ministry. Always remember this. Always remember this. Whatever he calls you to do, whatever he calls you to be, he will empower you. He will finance you. He will equip you to be and do what he's called you to be and do.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh yeah. See, that's part of the package. He never intended you to do anything by yourself or on your own. I'm going to tell you this right now, and you can just put it down anywhere you want to. God does not want you dependent on anybody on this earth but him. He doesn't want you dependent on the government. He doesn't want you dependent on your job. He doesn't want you dependent on your family. He doesn't want you dependent on anybody but him.
Yes, sir.
I told you about the threefold cord of the curse: spiritual death, sickness and disease, poverty and debt. The threefold cord of the blessing is Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Healer, and Jesus our High Priest, our Melchizedek. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. I got so excited I don't remember now what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now then, glory. So then, faith cometh by hearing. Miracles are done. Signs and wonders are accomplished. Exploits in ministry come from the hearing of faith. Now, I've been going here for 45, 48 minutes. Faith has been coming all that time. Faith has been coming all that time. Now, and I'll close up with this. It's like putting a teapot on the stove, put in the water, turn on the fire. Boiling is coming.
Yeah.
Ain't no such thing as water that won't boil. Not from this planet, did not. Amen. But have you ever just sat there and watched it boil? Is that fire hot enough? You're about to melt a handle on the thing. What's happening? You can't feel it? Amen. But it's coming. Now, the same thing's true of the physical body. You can sit down to the table and eat. You know you feel better. But you can't physically feel your body producing that strength that has come back into your muscles. You can't feel it working in there. It just does it because it was made to do it. You can't feel that faith coming either, but it's coming. And it does it because it was made to do it. Hallelujah. Now, religion won't do it. No, religion won't do it. Traditional believing won't do it. Faith won't come. Jesus said, your traditions make the word of God no effect. Now, what does that mean? If you're doing something religiously, something that doesn't take any faith in the first place, but you're doing this because you're supposed to and all of that, faith is not coming. There's no faith in it to start with. It was a tradition. Amen. Amen. But now when you get in the Word, faith comes. And it's coming. 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 Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, it's coming. I believe it's coming. Yeah, it's coming. And in a little while, now she's ready. What had to happen? Well, if you was at sea level, you had to have 212 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's governed by law. Romans 3:27. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. These are spiritual laws, and they work when they're put to work. Now, religion is how can I put that? Religion is the same thing to the spirit or to the soul that genetically altered food is to the body.
Wow.
You're eating something that used to be food, but now your body don't even recognize it as food. It don't know what it is. So it just does with it whatever it does with it and whatever it can get out of it. But you start feeding your spirit man or your soul with religious stuff or anything else, and it just sloughs off. It has no effect. It'll have a depressing effect. It'll have a weakening effect on your spirit. Never growth. Never strengthen it. Praise God. But tonight, faith cometh.
Praise God.
Faith cometh. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Stand up and begin to praise God. Begin to worship Him and praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. Every head bowed and every eye closed, please. Father, I pray right now, should there be anyone in this room that does not know You as Lord and Savior, anyone, man, woman, boy, or girl, Father, I'm asking You, as they have heard the word preached tonight, they've heard about You, Lord Jesus. They've heard words about faith. I'm asking You to reveal to them that heaven is real and hell is real. That heaven is as real and wonderful as the Bible says it is, and hell is as horrible and terrible as the Bible says it is. There's a heaven to gain, and there is a hell to shun at all costs. Reveal that, please, to their heart and to their mind. And I pray, and I'm asking You, sir, that no one in the sound of My voice, no one would go to hell. No one. And Father, anyone that doesn't really know, they're a church member, but if something were to happen to them right now, there really is some doubt in their mind about, well, I don't really know whether I'm saved or not. I don't know what had happened to me. I'm asking You, Father, that that person clear that up tonight and clearly know and clearly understand that Jesus is Lord. And I pray for these. I hold them up to You. Now, any person in here I want to pray for you and with you. Any person in here in that condition, or any person that you made the Lord Jesus Lord of your life in the past, but you've gotten out of Father's house and gotten back and gotten sin in your life. But you'd say, Brother Copeland, I want to come back home. I'm tired of this. I want to get out of this. I want to get right back in the kingdom of God where I belong. Glory to God. Well, this is the time to do it. Or anyone that'd say, Brother Copeland, I know Jesus, but I've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues like they did on the day of Pentecost, and I want that. Well, it's for you. You can have it. Anyone that would like for me to pray for you and with you on any one of those propositions, if you would, just step out where you are right now and come up here in front of me right now. Amen. Amen. Anyone at all? Come on. Just come on right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. David, would you guys move that podium, please? Oh, yeah. Come on. Glory be to God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't this wonderful? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? We'll wait on you. Come on. Praise God. Praise God.
I backslid. Can you pray for me?
Yes, sir. We'll fix that.
My name's Larry.
My name's Kenneth. How you doing, Larry?
I read a lot of your books.
Okay.
And Gloria.
Amen. I'm going to come right down there in just a minute, and okay. I'm going to pray with you. Thanks. Praise God.
Oh, by the way, Edmonton.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, praise God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Anyone else? We'll wait on you. Come on, come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yep, yep, there comes someone else, yep, 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 come on, come on, come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to go back here to the 10th chapter of Romans once again. Now, each one of those things that I mentioned, receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, receiving absolute assurance that you know you're born again, you know the Lord, but you've gotten out of the Father's house and you're coming back to the house of God. Or you're born again, but have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit speaking with other tongues. All four of those are received by faith in the same manner. Amen. Faith to be born again and faith to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, faith to be healed, all the same faith. It's all the same faith. Amen. In fact, faith to receive your finances, all the same faith. You take God at His word and believe it, based completely on what He said and what He promised. This is really, really important. Like I said, this is the new covenant. God cut this covenant in the blood of Jesus. This is then His bond. It is His word. His word and bond. He's bonded to this. He will do what He said if we take Him at His word. Amen. And here it is, right here. If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shall be saved. Or, in another case, thou shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Or in another case, thou shall be forgiven and free in the household of faith again. Hallelujah. Amen. Put one hand over your heart, just indicating, I mean every word of this. Amen. And lift your other hand up towards heaven. Pray this with a believing heart and loudly enough that you can hear it with your own ears. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart Jesus has been raised from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you now as my Lord, as my Savior. I take you at your word. I repent of sin. I renounce it. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. I receive my forgiveness, Lord Jesus. I'm coming into your house. Or I'm coming back into your house. And I thank you. For you said in your word, anyone who comes unto me, I will for no reason cast him out. So here I am, Jesus, and I thank you. I'm asking you to fill me now to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit. I receive right now by faith, because you said so. You said, how much more your heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to anyone that will ask him. Well, I'm asking and I'm receiving. It's mine now. And by faith, I fully expect to speak in other tongues, a supernatural prayer language. I fully expect to do that right now as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now just praise Him. Begin to praise Him right now, right where you are. Just begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. I said begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Glory, 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 glory. Broden kerebestilo sopra batat kerenamana ramange dolobobo rahariye lemandoromo bolibeste. Now just lift your voice and begin to praise Him. Lift your voice. Let God fill your mouth. Hallelujah. Just lift your voice. You raise the voice and God will give you the words. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the authority of the Word of the living God. Satan, take your hands off my brother, and you take them off of him right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Power of God's going into you, bud. Going into you big time. Going into you big time. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The devil hates me.
Look at me. You know you called to preach, don't you?
You see it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
That's
the reason the devil hates you.
I have the gift of the prophecy.
Yep. Now I'm gonna break the power that the devil's been holding over you.
Break it.
But I want to know that you're gonna do what God's telling you to do.
The Lord?
Yeah, I want to know that you're
gonna. I want to go to Jerusalem before I die.
Yeah, but are you gonna preach His gospel?
Amen. Hey, you know what? The Antichrist is coming.
Look at me, look at me, look at me, yeah. Look at me, look at me. I want your word. Are you going to preach the gospel?
Amen.
Look at me. Are you going to preach the gospel?
It's my
look at me.
Yes, it's my calling.
You look at me and say it.
Yeah.
I knew you would. Now get up here close to me. Alcohol demon, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as a prophet of the living God, I break your power and I cast you out of my brother right now. In Jesus' name, you take your hands off of him right now. God loves you and I love you.
I've always wanted to be a preacher.
Well, you are now. Come on, somebody, give the Lord praise.
Please pray for my daughter. She was raped. I just found out 2 weeks ago, but she was raped when she was 15 last year, and I don't know how to handle this, and I'm trying to do the best I can.
Yeah, I understand. Hold your hands out towards him, everybody. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of faith over this hurt. See, if you could go back and undo it, you would. Now, right now, I want you to realize you have to get that thought off your mind. Because now your baby girl needs you. Amen. You have to be strong for her. And you're going to have to forgive the guy that did it. That's the only way you get free from this kind of thing. And you're going to have to minister it to her. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare the strength, the help, the knowledge, and the wisdom of God in the handling of this terrible affair, and to take care of his little girl. The anointing from heaven to do it. Now I break your power and authority, Satan. I cast you out. Take your hands off of God's property. Yeah, you. And you. And you. All three of you demons, in the name of Jesus, take your hands off this man and his family. Now, I'm going to break one of his lies right now. I'm going to tell you something. They keep telling you, well, it's the way you live before you knew Jesus and all of that. That's a lie from hell. Jesus has already taken care of all that. Amen. You believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now resist those devils. Glory to God. They've had their power broken, so now you go minister to your baby.
Thank you so much. Okay.
And God will give you the wisdom. We prayed that.
Okay.
Amen. I love you.
Love you too.
Woo! The healer is in the house. Jesus is his name. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. 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 Everyone here, see that young man there, that Bible in his hand? That good-looking fellow right there, that smile on his face. We've got a place set up, a special place of prayer, and our prayer team back there, you can pray, you can be blessed as long as you want to, but everybody go back there at least for a few moments. I've got some things that I want to give you, and you can be ministered to in depth with it. Would you do that? Riley, would you lead them to that place of prayer? And as they go, give the Lord praise. And out here, we praying for you out here as you go back there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just follow that young man right there. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, grant us this miracle. Grant us to the glory of God a brand new body for this young man. Brand new, right out of heaven. Glory to God. I pray it. I believe I receive it in the name of Jesus. And I minister it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Someone, thank you, Lord.
I have bladder and infection in my urinary tract. I've been fighting it all night. May you touch me, Lord.
There's the healing power right there. It's going into you right now. Just say, I take it.
I take it.
Take it. It's mine.
It's mine.
Belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
Now just praise Him for Him.
Praise You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise Him for
Him.
Thank
You, Jesus.
Praise Him for Him. Thank You. Praise Him for Him. Thank You. Praise Him for it. Thank You for it. Two people one with breast cancer, the other with cancer of the liver. come up here. Come up here right now. Amen. Now just stand down there. I'll be right down there. You've been diagnosed with
breast cancer.
Breast cancer. Cancer, I curse you. Rejoice, for the cancer is gone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What is it? Breast cancer.
They said they want me to have it out for the last 2 years. And I've been saying, I am healed.
Yeah.
And you then it wasn't showing cancer, but it was still, it's a massive lump.
In the name cancer, you are a name. Bow your knee to the name of Jesus. Now, cancer, you be removed and cast into the sea. I curse you and remove you by the power of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Terry, would you come, please? This is breast cancer. Put your hand right there. In the name. Now, folks, don't just start looking. Be praying in the Spirit. Be believing God with me. Be believing God with me. Faith in the name of Jesus. Cancer, you bow your knee. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. That name kills every cancer cell. Kills it right now. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Now the healing anointing is here. I mean, it's here. Just take it. Take it. Jesus is here to heal everybody in the house. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm here for my friend. Can you pray through me to heal her of cancer? She's paralyzed. And I have another
the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. God did special miracles by the hands of Paul. And from him were taken handkerchiefs. And the anointing that was in and on him saturated those cloths. And upon whomsoever they were laid, evil spirits departed from them. Sickness and disease departed from them. And they were made well. Now as you take these, you tell them that I told you to tell them. And you read them the 19th chapter of Acts. In the name of Jesus. And to put that on and keep it on. Don't let anybody take it off of them. Keep it on. Amen.
Thank you.
This is it.
This is it.
This is it.
This is it.
Hallelujah. This is it. Now, Saturday morning in healing school, bring cloths. Amen, handkerchiefs, and we'll lay hands on them. Amen. According to the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Asthma is being healed right now. 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 12. Wow. 14 people are being, 15, 16, 17 people are healed from asthma and bronchitis right now. Hallelujah. Oh my, oh my. Oh, all manner of miracles of the lungs. All manner of miracles of the lungs. New lungs are being put in people's bodies right now. Praise God. Tuberculosis, TB. Being healed right now, praise God. Lung cancer, spots on the lung being removed, just being wiped out right now. Glory to God, glory to God, glory. I said glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tracy, you got something you need to add to this? Okay. Yeah, come on.
Throughout the course of this meeting, Brother Copeland, as I looked into this meeting, the Lord said, here and on the internet and around the world, there's going to be supernatural healing of all kind of blood diseases, blood disorders, all kind of weakness, anemia, leukemia, cancer of the blood. Blood diseases are going to be healed. Throughout the meeting, there's going to be the recreation of all kind of bones. Tonight, while you were praying for the people, word of knowledge just started clicking. Someone had an accident, and it so damaged their scapula and their right shoulder, they didn't have full range of motion. But in this meeting, and through this meeting, and through into healing school, they're going to get a total recreation of that right shoulder in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
I saw someone that had a shattered left wrist and the wrist began to come together. They hadn't had full movement of that, but it began to come together tonight in Jesus' name.
Come on, Faith.
I saw someone with a curvature of spine tonight and it straightened up.
Amen.
When this dear woman walked forward a moment ago, the last one you prayed for, I saw something down her spine. She's getting healing not only from the cancer, but down her back. And she's representative of backs that are being healed all over this auditorium.
Praise God.
Sickness and disease is leaving.
Praise
herniated discs are being straightened out. Osteoporosis is leaving. Your backs are straightening out in the name of Jesus. In fact, I'm telling you right now, do what you could not do. Begin to bend, begin to move, begin to run, begin to lift, begin to do what you could not do. And chronic, hereditary, generational generational, degenerative back disease is leaving you, and nerves are being recreated, and muscles are being recreated in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the word of knowledge, Brother Copeland, the word of knowledge as it works with the fire of the creative power of God and angels in this meeting with you and with anybody else that works with you under the canopy of the anointing on your life that comes from the head of the church in this meeting with you is going to double with supernatural accuracy. And you are going to go to a level in word of knowledge and Brother George, Sister Terry in the church there. And everybody connected with this ministry on every level. Even you, Sister Brownie, and those of you that are here, partner ministries here. You need to expect this by Sunday morning. All the pastors here, this anointing on you is going to come on them. Yep. And word of knowledge. The healing ministry is going to explode in churches all over this region.
I declare.
And there's about to be a landslide of harvest in the First Nations people. Amen. Unlike anything that's been seen for decades, even in your lifetime, your dreams are about to come true because you're about to see what you've been saying for 50 years.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory to God. There's organs in this meeting, and it's going to continue to unfold. But right now, somebody's getting brand new lungs. You said asthma? They're not just getting healed of the asthmatic aspect of it. They're getting brand new lungs. In fact, the doctor, they need to report that to you because the doctor is going to confirm they've got brand new lungs. They're going to say, you got lungs like a teenager. What happened to you? All emphysema, all of those things are leaving in Jesus' name.
What about Montreal?
Oh, yes, sir.
What about Montreal?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I wasn't going to step over and say this till the Lord.
You do what the Lord's telling you to do. That's what got you up here for.
Word of the Lord came to me on New Year's Eve about 2016. And he said, there's about to be a mighty move of God in Canada. He said to me, not only in the spirit, but politically as well, things are suddenly going to change in 2016. And they'll be the greatest breakthroughs we've ever seen. And the reason you prayed for the prime minister is the same reason you prayed for the elections in America. He said the border is going to begin to shift and change, and it's going to, as if it melts in one, some way spiritually into one nation, great harvest is coming to all of North America. And he said the border is going to begin to change, and here's what he said. In some places, almost like it's erased. In other places, it'll be so ironclad, it's like you can't cross it. And he said what's going to happen is the political powers are going to change. He began to show me this because, he said, there's about to be, I saw a bomb as if it were when they strategically explode on the side of a mountain, and strategically those bombs explode, and there's an avalanche. I saw a bomb explode right in the middle of this nation and in the area of Montreal. And he said it was like a word explosion is going to explode all over this nation to the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
And it is going to fulfill what the founding fathers prayed and believed God when this nation was founded in Psalm 72:8.
Yes, sir. That's it.
And God is going to have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
Praise God.
Revival is coming in unprecedented proportions. And it's why God sent you to this place. It'll happen on a national scale because of what you're releasing as a prophet in this meeting.
Now, as a confirmation to that, every painful knee in this building is now healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Lay your own hands on your own knee in the name of Jesus and receive it right now. Glory.
Somebody has lost their sense of taste and smell, but particularly taste. Their taste buds just got, the next meal they eat, they're going to be able to taste their food. It just happened. It just got recreated.
Amen. Taste and see that the Lord, he be good.
Woo! Glory hallelujah. To God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord, 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 bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I saw this in the spirit, a scar from right up about like this. I just saw it disappear. The scar just went away. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what it means. The Lord didn't tell me what it means, but if you know what it means, take it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 A young guitar player. Your hand, I don't know what happened to it. I don't know where they've... I just know your hand's gone stiff on you, and it's really bothering you. In fact, you've been thinking, well, I guess my guitar days are over. No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not. Your hand is healed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's healed right now in Jesus' name. Just start working it like that. Just start taking it like that. Anybody in here with some kind of stiff hand, just start moving it around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's a woman in here that loves to sew. You just love to make clothes. You love to sew. But your hand becomes so stiff, just raise it up there and just start moving it again. Praise the Lord. Just start moving it. Hallelujah. And I heard the Lord say, I'm doing that for you just because you asked me to and just because I love you. So there, take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. Now as you go tonight, don't turn the switch of faith off. Don't leave here and just kind of, you know, go back out there on the street and forget where you were. No, 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 no. I said no. Say it. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. My faith is alive. My faith is working. It's working all night long. Every bone in my body is being healed. Every cell of my flesh is being healed. I'm being healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I'll be healed while I sleep. My angels are working for me financially while I go to sleep tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.